الحمد لله على نعمة اجتماعكم واستماعكم.
Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of your gathering and your listening.
لما تتصلون به بسر خلقكم وإيجادكم.
And that which you are connected by which to the very secret of your existence and your creation.
ووفرة هدايتكم وإمدادكم.
And your guidance and your spiritual sustenance.
وما يجيب حقائق السعادة لكم.
And that which calls from the realities of true happiness for all of you.
اللهم لك الحمد شكرا ولك من فضلا.
Oh Allah, to you we praise and to you we show gratitude.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك.
And we bear witness that there is no God except you and there is no partner unto you.
ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبدك ورسولك.
And we bear witness that سيدنا محمد is your prophet and your messenger and slave.
وصفوتك من خلقك.
And the purest of your chosen creation.
وخيرتك من بريتك.
And the choicest of that which you created.
أطهر الخلائق قلبا.
The purest of all creation of hearts.
وأنقاهم جيبا.
And the most purest of souls.
نسألك أن تصلي وتسلم عليه.
We ask you that you send your peace and salutations upon him.
أفضل الصلوات وأزكى التسليمات.
The purest and most beautiful of salutations and greetings.
وعلى آله المطهرين.
And upon his purified family.
وأصحابه الغر الميامين القادات.
And his noble and radiant leaders amongst his Sahaba.
وعلى من والاهم فيك.
And all of those that adhered and were loyal to you. Through him.
وتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الميقات.
Follow them with beautiful and spiritual excellency until the day
وعلى أبائه وإخوانه من الأنبياء والمرسلين.
And upon his forefathers and his brothers from amongst the prophets and the messengers.
سادات السادات.
The leaders of leaders.
وعلى آلهم وأصحابهم والتابعين.
And upon all of their families and all of those that followed him and all of those that followed them.
والملائكة المقربين.
And upon the angels which are brought close.
وجميع عباد الله الصالحين.
And all of the righteous slaves of God.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم.
And upon us with them and in them.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم.
And upon with them and through them.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم.
And upon us with them and through them.
إنه أكرم الأكرمين.
Indeed, he is the most
وأرحم الراحمين
the most merciful.
عدد ما خلق وملا ما خلق
the amount of everything that he created
وعدد ما في الأرض والسماء وملا ما في الأرض والسماء
the amount of everything with the entirety in the heavens and everything within
وعدد ما أحصى كتابه وملا ما أحصى كتابه
everything that his book contains and within his book
وعدد كل شيء وملا كل شيء
the amount of the everything and everyone
عدد خلقه
in the amount of his
ورضا نفسه
and the his contentment
وزينة عرشه
and the beauty of his throne
ومداد كلماته
and the medit of his blessed words
وأحضروا قلوبكم
have your hearts become present
متوجهين إلى ربكم الذي خلقكم
turning to the Lord that created every one of you
مستشعرين منته عليكم
feeling the great and vast blessing which he's bestowed upon you
فأنتم في مجمع يتصل ب تثبيت أساس الاستقامة.
For you are all now in the presence of a gathering which is connected to the realities of founding the reality of istiqama of steadfastness.
والاستقامة أعظم كرامة.
And istiqama, the steadfastness, is the greatest of all miracles.
يكرم بها إنسي أو جني على ظهر هذه الأرض.
That any human being or jinn could ever be ennobled with or graced with on the face of this earth.
وهي عبارة عن تحقيق العبودية والقيام بحق الربوبية.
And this is in reality the realization of true slavehood and devotion.
ومجلاها امتثال الأوامر بإحسان واجتناب النواهي بإحسان.
And its manifestation, its reality, the way it manifests is to adhere to that which you've been commanded to do and abstain and refrain from that which you've been commanded to abstain from.
يتصل مجالسكم وما فيها بتثبيت أساس الاستقامة لأن سيد أهل الاستقامة وإمامهم محمد.
Your gatherings are connected to the reality of istiqama, of steadfastness, because these are gatherings which are connected to the imam, the true leader of the realities of istiqama, Sayyidina Muhammad.
فأقربه كل من سواه في الاستقامة أقربهم إليه.
So anybody else that has any reality of istiqama in accordance to that, that the reality of this steadfastness, so too is their closeness to him.
كل ما تعلق بالإيمان به ومحبته وتعظيمه.
The more that one connects to the realities of one's faith and one's resolve and one's yaqeen, one's certitude.
هو الأساس للاستقامة على ما جاء به وبعث به إلينا.
This is the reality or the foundation of that which he came with and that which he taught us.
فالتفافنا حول زيادة الإيمان به ومحبته وتعظيمه تثبيت لأساس الاستقامة.
So us coming together and congregating upon this reality of istiqama and faith, this is coming together in increasing those realities.
وتبدأ الميزة والخصوصية في الالتفاف نحو هذا الجناب محبة وتعظيما وإيمانا أن هذا الالتفاف مامور به البشر على ظهر الأرض بأمر مكون السماوات والأرض وخالق كل شيء وهو الله جل جلاله.
And the uniqueness of this coming together, the particular reality of us coming together upon this, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator in the heavens and the earth, he was the one that called us to do this.
فهو القدوة والأسوة والمرجعية لا بتفكير مفكر ولا بوضع مخلوق لا من الملائكة ولا من الإنس ولا من الجن ولكن بأمر الخالق نفسه.
So he is the true example, the ultimate perfect archetype, not through some kind of philosophizing or thinking of any intellectual or anyone else on the face of the earth, rather by the ordaining of the Lord of the heavens and the earth.
ولذا لا نشاهد في عالم البشر والناس أجمعين شرقا وغربا عربا وعجما خروجا عن الخير والاستقامة إلا بقدر الانقطاع عن هذا المصطفى وبقدر أن تنصب مرجعيات وقدوات مخالفة له.
For this reason we witness no other reality other than when we see people that diverge and move away from this great example, from this great leader, and they've diverged towards evil and wickedness and sin, other than this is a form or an expression of them being cut, of them being severed from their following of this great leader.
ولا يكون العلاج لكل تلك المشكلات والمعضلات والمفاسد والآفات المختلفة إلا بالرجعة إلى الالتفاف نحو القدوة الذي ارتضاه الخالق.
And there will be no true solution, no true problem solved, no tribulation lifted, except with a true and an authentic movement back to him and a return to that one which the Creator chose.
فأنتم بالتفافكم حوله بواسطة المولد تعالجون مشاكل العالم من جذرها.
So all of you now, in your congregating and celebrating this blessed Mawlid, you are now the means for solving and resolving all of the problems throughout the earth.
ومن طال عمره منكم سيرى أن ما سيحصل في الأرض من أنواع الإصلاحات والتغيير إلى الأفضل كله نتيجة للالتفاف حول هذا المصطفى والعمل بما بعثه به الخالق إلينا.
And those amongst you which live a long life, live for many years, you will see the manifestation of all of these things being rectified throughout the world, throughout the earth, amongst the ummah, and people turning and re-engaging and adhering to the way of the chosen one sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
أما في الآخرة ف الكل من الأولين والآخرين ومنهم وكافرهم يوقن بهذه الحقيقة لا بل يعاينها معاينة.
And as for the akhirah, as for the next life, every single being will testify to this reality. They won't just see it, rather they'll experience it and taste the reality of this.
ملوكهم ومملوكوهم.
All of the kings and rulers and all of those which were enslaved
over,
those which were rich and those which were poor.
عربهم وعجمهم.
The Arabs, the non-Arabs.
ذكورهم وإناثهم.
Men and women.
شرقيهم وغربيهم.
Easterner, Westerner.
أولهم وآخرهم.
The first of them and the last of them.
كل يتمنى قربا من هذا النبي.
Every single one of them desperately hopes to be close to that prophet.
فباحتفالكم بمولده وما يصحبه.
So in your celebrating, commemorating of his Maulid, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من مثل ما سمعتم الكلام عنه في كلمة السيد كاظم.
From that which you listened to and you heard from the words of Habib Kadhim.
أنتم بكل ذلكم تتهيئون تهيئة لحسن المآل وعقب الدار ونعم عقب الدار.
With all of this or through all of this, you are preparing yourselves for a beautiful transition into the greatest of endings and the greatest of meetings.
إلى جانبي ما تتحصلون عليه من الإصلاح لبواطنكم.
Amongst alongside that which you attain in the rectification and the healing of your souls.
والمعالجة لمشاكل العالم.
And the solutions to all of the problems on earth.
من حيث رتب خالق العالم.
From whence the creator of the earth designated this and defined this.
وهو القائل إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم.
And he is the speaker that says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah will not change a peoples until they change that which is in their own selves.
فبما تتحصلون عليه في هذه المجالس.
So that which you attain in these blessed gatherings.
من زيادة إيمان.
In increasing the realities of faith.
وتعظيم.
And reverence.
ومحبة.
And love.
يتغير ما في النفوس.
What was in the egos and the souls of human beings starts to transform.
فتكتسبون قوة وقدرة على تغيير نفوس تقابلكم.
You will attain an ability and a power and a strength to face those people that to change that which is in their innermost reality.
فتتغير بذلك أحوال من حواليكم.
So through this, all of the circumstances and situations around you begin to transform.
وهذا التهيؤ للتغيير إلى الأفضل مكتسب من حمل جمال هذا المصطفى وما جاء به.
And the realities of truly preparing to change that which exists around you is in connecting and living and tasting the realities of the beauty of that chosen one.
فهو صاحب الكمال في الجمال.
Because he is the one that had the most exquisite and perfect beauty.
وصاحب الجمال في الكمال.
And he is the person of exquisite perfection, of beauty in his perfection.
فكماله جميل.
For his perfection is beauty.
وجماله كامل.
And his beauty is perfect.
وليس في هذه الرتبة أحد غيره من خلق الله.
And in this station, there is nothing else in creation except for him.
للمقربين من الملائكة والنبيين الصديقين رتب عظيمة في الجمال والكمال وكمال الجمال وجلال وجمال الكمال ولكن دونه.
There are those which are brought close from amongst the angelic realm and the people of great states with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have some experience of this perfection and of this beauty, but all of them are completely incomparable to the reality of the perfection and the beauty of that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وليست مجرد أنها دونه بل هي متفرعة عنه.
And this isn't just a question that they are lower in rank, rather any perfection and beauty flows from him.
فهو أصلها.
He because he is the source.
وهي ذرات من كليته.
And these are just atoms which spread forth from his perfect essence.
فما أعجب جمعكم.
So how beautiful, how amazing is his beauty.
حول من تلتفون.
Amongst who are you gathering around?
بمن تقتدون.
Who are you following?
تمتثلون أمر من في ذلك؟
You're following the command of whom in this reality.
فالنتائج تحصل على قدر عظمة الله ومنزلة رسوله لديه.
So the fruits of these gatherings, the effects of these gatherings, the greatness is in accordance to the greatness of the one subhanahu wa ta'ala that chose him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst from around which you are now gathering.
فأحذروا قلوبكم كما قلنا أول الكلام.
So make sure your hearts are present as we said in the beginning of our speech.
لتتعرض لنظرة مقلب القلوب.
That you expose yourself to be receptive to the divine gaze of the one that changes and flips hearts.
وأن يعظم حظها من عفوه مغفرته.
And that you attain a vast portion of his pardon and his forgiveness.
ومن منته ورحمته.
And from his bounty and his compassion.
ومن قربه ومعرفته.
And from his divine closeness and divine knowledge.
ومن محبته ورضوانه.
And from his love and from his contentment.
ولا يوجد في الأرض والسماء أعظم ولا أغلى من هذه البضائع.
There is nothing, neither on earth nor in the heavens, which is greater than this is being which is being conveyed before you.
يمكن أن يحصل بها درجات الفردوس الأعلى، ولكن لا يمكن بالفردوس الأعلى أن تحصل هذه المواهب.
Through these realities, you are able to attain فردوس الأعلى, the pinnacle of paradise. But even if you had فردوس الأعلى in your hands, you would not be able to attain these realities through it.
يا ملتفون بالقلوب والأرواح حول الكعبة محمد.
Oh, all of you who are commemorating and gathered in the Kaaba, orientating to Muhammad.
طوفوا بهذه الكعبة.
You are circumambulating and going around this reality.
فلن تجدوا إلا الرحمات.
You will find nothing except compassion.
ولن تجدوا إلا الحسن.
And you will not find anything except beauty.
ولن تجدوا إلا الكمال.
And you will not find anything except perfection.
ولن تجدوا إلا الجمال.
And you will not find anything except beauty.
رب الجمال تعالى الله خالقه.
The Lord of all beauty, great are you.
فمثله في جميع الخلق لم أجد.
So the likes of him in all of creation I could never find.
بهذا السمو تتهيئون لحمل الخير للأمة.
With this high celestial noble reality, you prepare yourselves to become those that carry this beauty and greatness to the Ummah.
من آثار متابعتي والالتفاف حوله في العالم من قلوب صادقة موجودة معنا في الزمان ابتدأ رفع بعض شرور هذا المسمى بالكورونا على أي صورة جاء وعلى أي كيفية قام، ولكن لولا القلوب الملتفة حول هذه الكعبة لما خرج الناس من هذه الورطات والنظائرة.
Were it not for these blessed hearts which gravitated and circled round this figurative Kaaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their following, in their emulation, in their being like him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were it not for these perfected hearts in following him, you would not find the lifting and the gradual relenting and the solutions to all of these problems which you find now globally, some of which they refer to as this current epidemic of corona. Call it what you will. Were it not for the presence of the realities of these hearts and these souls, you would not see these things being alleviated and being removed.
استعملنا ما كان أرشدنا إليه هذا الطبيب في مثل هذه الأحوال من الوجهة إلى الحق ومن الدعاء ومن الصدقة وما تعلق بذلك.
We performed and we're to prepare ourselves to expose ourselves to these realities through giving by means of giving charity and doing good deeds and so on and so forth.
وما كان مما يتصل بها من الأسباب الظاهرة يأتي تبعا ويأتي تلقائيا.
And that which is connected in regards to, you could say, the physical means, those things which are tangible and physical, those things will follow from those, alongside, behind those spiritual realities once they're rooted.
وقلنا من قبل مدة ليستعملوا الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ورسوله واليوم الآخر ما عندهم من وسائل، وسنستعمل ما عندنا ونرى الأسبق إلى تحصيل النتيجة والفائدة.
We spoke in a previous time about the reality of leave those people that don't believe in Allah or the last day to take on their means, whatever means they want to take and engage, let them go forth in that which they're doing. But we root ourselves in the means which are legislated and advised to us by Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and consider and watch carefully, because you'll see to whom the true result goes back to.
فاستعملوا ما عندهم واستعملنا ما عندنا وكانت النتائج أن الإصابات والآثار فيهم وفي بلدانهم أضعاف ما كان عندنا، وما كان عندنا إلا مرور الكرام لمثل هذه الكارثة وأثرها يضعف جدا، فما تفسير ذلك؟
And what we've witnessed, and this is a factual reality on the ground, is that in those lands in which there was a complete dependency upon what you could call outward means, purely relying on the outward means, that what was interesting is we noticed that the various cases and the things that the way people suffered was far more than that which we experienced in the reality on the ground here. And what we noticed here is that it was a gentle passing of this test, but there was no real detrimental effect in the society.
وما تفسير أن الدول التي استمرت فيها الجمعات والجماعات كانت الإصابة فيها ضئيلة وقليلة، والدول التي فرقت الناس ومنعت الجمع وصلاة الجماعة كانت النسبة فيها أضعاف مضاعفة لنسب الدول الأخرى.
Likewise, how do you explain the reality that took place with those lands which prevented people coming together in prayer and in congregation, that more often than not, or typically, that things spread far faster and were far worse than those lands which towed the line of the divine legislation, where people were allowed to come together in an appropriate manner and fulfill their prayers and congregate in the remembrance of God? How do you explain this?
لا ينبغي العاقل أن يغالط نفسه وليحسن التفسير لهذه الحقائق والوقائع.
So it's only appropriate that anyone with any intelligence starts to consider this and contemplate upon the reason behind this. How do you explain all this?
وفي الأخير رجعوا إلى ما بدأنا به من فسح المجال للالتقاء والاجتماع.
And in the end, those people returned back to gathering together and congregating, that which was done in the beginning in other lands.
فإن كانت هذه نهاية لهم فهي بداية لنا.
So if this is an end for them, then this is a beginning for us.
ولعلكم سمعتم فيما نشر في بعض دول أوروبا أن من العلاج لهذه المشكلة تلاقي الناس واجتماعهم.
And it perhaps may be that that which we've advised in some of the lands and globally and particularly in Europe, that from the very essence of curing these problems is congregating.
وذكرنا هذا الأمر الجانبي أنه متصل بالحقيقة التي نتحدث عنها.
And we mentioned this in passing to this in many ways this side issue, so we can really go back and focus into the essence of that which we began talking about.
بحكم ما أكرمكم الله به من الإسلام والإيمان عرفوا قدر النعمة وعظمة المنعم وقوموا بمهمتكم في الوجود.
With the essence or the understanding of that which Allah has bestowed upon you and ennobled you with being Muslims and having the reality of Islam, stand forth, stand up to the reality of this and fulfill its duties.
اعتزوا وتشرفوا بتطبيق شريعة النبي وسننه في أنفسكم وأهليكم وأولادكم حيثما كنتم.
Have a humble and integrity and pride in the way you stand forth as a Muslim and the way and your conduct in the way you behave in yourself and your family and all those around you.
واحملوا الجمال لمن حولكم. واحملوا الجمال لمن حولكم.
And bear in your hearts this beauty and carry it and spread it to all those people around you.
لا تتأذوا من كلام أحد عليكم.
Don't be saddened or hurt by any foul speech or aggressive language of those people which curse you.
ولا تقابلوا سوء المعاملة بسوء منكم.
And don't respond through a foul interaction by some kind of foulness from you.
فمن الجمال لله المنزل على الجمال المحمدي ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة.
From the beauty that the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he said that do not respond with a bad deed in a bad way.
ادفع بالتي هي أحسن.
Respond in that which is better or more beautiful.
أمران تفوقون بهما وتأدون المهمة الكبرى في الوجود.
Two realities, but when you congregate around and implement in your lives, you become a source of transforming the world and everything around you.
اليقين والصبر.
يقين, absolute firmness and rootedness in faith, and true patience.
وتنالون الإمامة في العالم.
And you will attain true leadership.
تتصلون بإمامة الصحابة.
You will connect to the realities of the leadership of the Sahaba.
وأكابر أهل البيت الطاهر.
And the giants amongst the noble and purified family of the prophets.
وإمامة الأنبياء.
And the imama, this leadership, the realities of leadership of all the prophets.
من بركات إمامي إمامهم أجمعين.
To the barakah of the imam of all of the reality of leadership.
قال ربكم جل جلاله فيما أوحى إليه.
Your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that which he inspired to him.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً.
And we made you an immah, which is leaders.
يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا.
You command or you guide through our command.
لَمَّا صَبَرُوا كَانُوا بَيَتَنَا يُقِنُونَ.
When you were patient and in our signs, you had absolute certainty.
أمران اثنين.
Two affairs.
صفتان اثنتان.
Two descriptions.
أساسان اثنين.
Two foundations.
صبر ويقين.
Patience and yaqeen, certitude.
لما صبروا وكانوا بيتنا يوقنون.
When you were patient, when they were patient, and when they had certainty in our signs.
فأيقنوا واصبروا.
So have certainty and be patient.
وواصلوا قيامكم بمهمة الاتباع.
And continue your standing up to the reality of following.
وانفعوا ما قدرتم.
And be a source of benefit to the extent of which you're able to do so.
للقريب والبعيد.
So some, those which are close to you and those which are distant.
ونزهوا بواطنكم وزينوها لربكم.
And relinquish your heart, free your heart of anything other than the lights of your Lord.
وازدادوا شوقا لمرافقة سيدنا محمد.
And increase in desperate yearning to the companionship and the closeness of your Prophet.
وسيترى رايته مرفرفة في مختلف الأقطار والدول.
And you will see the realities of his banners and flags waving throughout the earth.
ومن أراد مدخلا من باب وسيع فليسارع.
And anybody that wants to truly attain the realities of this council, let them be hasty and hasten to practicing what they've heard.
وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم.
Flee or hasten to the forgiveness from your Lord.
وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض.
And paradisial abodes the extent of which is the expansiveness of the heavens and the earth.
أعدت للمتقين.
Prepared for those people of taqwa.
والحمد لله على ظهور الاحتفالات بمولد المصطفى.
Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah for the manifestation, the coming about of these great celebrations of Al-Mustafa, the chosen.
زادها الله وزاد الانتفاع بها.
May Allah cause the true benefit to be multiplied and spread.
ويتصل بسر هذا التعظيم كل ما سعيتم إليه فيما يتعلق بمظاهر الدين من مساجد ومدارس وأماكن تعليم.
And everybody enters into the reality of this, those that people that take care and help facilitate and serve in establishing and maintaining mosques, places of knowledge.
وعندنا في شعب النبي هود عليه السلام إصلاحات قائمة في هذه الفترة متعلقة بتعظيم الأنبياء وما بعثوا به وعقد مجالس الذكر والتعليم.
And we have particularly within this time, with these days, a unique opportunity to help serve and facilitate in some of the reparations which are taking place at the resting place of Prophet Hud alayhi salam in these days.
فتقبل الله من كل مساهم وكل مشارك.
So may Allah accept for anyone that has put themselves forth in serving and participating.
وأقامنا والمسلمين في الوفاء بعهده بإحسان.
And may Allah establish us in the realities of the station of those that fulfill their oaths and those that do this with ihsan.
ويبذل كل منا ما استطاع على قدم الاتباع.
And every single one of us should sacrifice everything that they can in accordance to their abilities.
شرح الله صدوركم.
May Allah expand and open your hearts.
بارك الله في من سعى في جمعكم وإقامة هذا الخير لكم.
May Allah bless all those that help facilitate and establish this gathering of yours.
وأعاد عائدات فضله.
And cause the reciprocal bounty of His grace.
على مانشستر وبريطانيا وأوروبا وأمريكا وروسيا والشرق والغرب.
Over Manchester and over England and over Europe and over everybody on earth in the East and the West.
فإن ربها كلها أرسل إليها كلها محمدا.
Because the Lord of every single one of these lands and every place on earth is the same Lord سبحانه وتعالى that sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وخيره يعمهم.
And His خير, His beauty and His goodness spreads over and encompasses all of them.
قال له ربه ما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين.
His Lord said, and we did not send you save as a mercy all the worlds.
تقبل الله منا ومنكم.
May Allah accept from us and from
you. وجعلها ساعات نظرات ربانية.
Make it a means or an hour of divine glances upon you.
وصلات محمدية.
And connections, Muhammadan connections.
نرقى بها أعلى ذرى القربية.
Through which we ascend and transcend to the highest levels of proximity.
ويصلح لنا بها كل قصد ونية.
And through this, our every intention and every agenda becomes rectified and purified.
وتصفى لنا بها كل سريرة وطوية.
And through this, our innermost realities and our hearts become purified.
وتصلح لنا بها الشؤون الظاهرة والخفية.
And through it, that all of our affairs, those which are inward and those which are outward, become rectified.
وتندفع بها عنا وعن الأمة كل أذية وبلية.
And to deflect and to cast aside any harmful matter which may befall the Ummah.
وينفتح بها في شهر ربيعنا الأول هذا أبواب الفرج للأمة الأحمدية.
And through it may the doors of opening and relief and respite be opened in this blessed month of Rabi' al-Awwal.
ونسقى في المحبة كؤوسا هنية.
And we are caused to drink from the most felicitous and beautiful of glasses, the glass of true love.
ونتهيأ للمرافقة.
And that we become inwardly prepared
في البرزخ والقيامة والجنان العلية.
To receive the companionship of the Prophet ﷺ in the barzakh and upon the last day.
آمين. يا أكرم الأكرمين. انظر وانشر الخير واجعلنا من خواص أهل الخير وزدنا من فضلك ما أنت أهله يا رب العالمين بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله.